we're a country surrounded by water. So a lot of kids, obviously, most kids have to learn how to swim as a safety thing. And then I think it just progresses on from there. And I think it's because we have such a rich history at the Olympics that, you know, people just get inspired to, you know, compete at the highest level. So, for example, you know, you would have probably, you know, Carl Chalmers was like probably 14 years old, you know, when he was watching the London Olympics, you know, and he probably, you know, got inspired and, you know, here he is today. And I think that's just one of many, many stories that you'll hear about.
And are swimmers born or made? You mentioned Kyle Chalmers. I understand he's got large hands and feet. Does that kind of, the physical appearance, does that make a big difference in swimming?
You're obviously born with, you know, sort of certain genetics and certain anatomical features. And yes, you know, you can argue that Kyle has an advantage with the way he's built, and the same with Matt Horton. But I think the swimming the way it is at the moment, having physical features that are, I guess, superior to others will only get you so far. That's just how I want to get you so far. And then I think the rest is in how good technically you are, and also how dedicated you are to training, because the margins up the top at the moment are really small. And, you know, we saw Matty Groh get a silver medal by 0.03 of a second. So it's really, really slim at the moment.
This Olympics has been quite interesting in that you've got Kyle Chalmers, who's just 18, and Michael Phelps, who's 31. What's a peak age for a swimmer?
You know, it differs in male and female. I think girls tend to be faster at a quicker age. You know, but Michael Phelps was very, very good at a very young age as well. And he's just an exception to all the rules, which is why he's still so good. But usually the peak age for swimming are between about, I guess, 17 and 22, I think, is the average age of the Australian team at the moment.
You mentioned that it's milliseconds between, you know, gold, silver and bronze. What do you see the future of swimming coming down to when you're trying to make up those marginal gains?
I think the future of swimming will come down to a really fine balance of training strategy, and it will also come down to how technically well the swimmer is. And so in terms of their stroke, how efficient they are traveling through the water.
Can we keep breaking world records in swimming?
Definitely. I think in swimming, I mean, there are some world records that are still exist from the swimsuit era, which are ridiculously fast. And you know, if you asked this question about 4 years ago, I would have said, nah, that's not possible. But I think the world records in swimming are more obtainable than the ones, I guess, in athletics. You know, every year new training strategies have developed, you know, new ways of, you know, physiological things have developed, and new ways to analyse stroke and things like that are developed as technology progresses. So I don't see why, you know, we can't continue to get faster and faster.